This is Amanda Ply, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, RL, and you are listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Skylar, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Yo, what's up? This is teen singer and actor Scott Izzo, and back to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Jay Carroll. You listen to The Josie Show.
Hey, everybody. This is Laura Viner. Thanks again for listening to my girl, Josie. You're listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Chelsea Ray. Thank you for listening to The Josie Show.
This is Danica Holmes. Now back to The Josie Show.
What's up, guys? It's Celeste Kellogg, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Silence!
This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Fasentino is playing that song.
Welcome to The Josie Show. With artists out from all over the world. You got Tina and Alice and Tina the Squirrel. And Josie Fasentino, the teenage girl. Alright, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
Another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, it's Josie's fourth anniversary as we start season five with lots of surprise guests. I'm now in Firestone with Tina Pasentino, and now, because she really has no clue what's going on, Josie Pasentino.
Welcome to our fourth anniversary of The Josie Show. I am beyond excited because, in the intro, Alan mentioned I don't know very much of what is going to, happen because we put it out there for surprise callers to, just call in, surprise me.
Hey,
and all
hey, hey.
So I have no idea. Oh, and here's one. Hello.
It's
Hey, Fina. I know that voice from everything. So you know what? I knew who it was. Wow.
We're going to celebrate. I actually got a cake, and it was really good. I ate it on the way over.
Oh, well, that's thank you.
but I'm going to leave you a present in your shoes.
Yeah, I figured, yes. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Pam, so much.
Do you have any idea what you're doing?
To be honest with you, I have no idea what's going to be happening because we have so many surprise callers, so you never know.
All right, it's time to bust in. Woo! Ready to start.
All right, I'm a little nervous. Okay.
So I have got a couple of calls lined up. We're going to ahead, and we're going to start with Mr. Lace Whitworth, who happens to have the number one song on Country Blast Radio right now, his song Tomboy.
Which we're going
to
mention.
We are going to play. Yeah, let's get Lace on the line. Lace, are
all
you
right.
there?
I'm here.
Woo! Hello. Yes, you need the applause now. Hi, Lace. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in on our very special episode.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Congratulations to you, Josie. 4 years is a long time for a young lady to be running a show like that.
Thank you. Yeah, I started at 14. I'm 18 now. So, I didn't even think it would last this long. So, that's good.
Yeah, do you realize, I think it's been about 3 years ago when you first started this show. Maybe you had it for a while, but we did an interview together.
Yes.
And I remember thinking, wow, this girl, she's pretty young, but she's going to be really climbing the ladder here.
You've
hung with it, you've stuck with it, and you've done a good job. You've had an amazing year, some exciting things happened with you. You got to interview Mr. Ray Price.
Yes.
Wow.
I know. I know. Thank you so, so much. And, yeah, we had a really, really great interview that is, you know, still up there on the archives on our site. So anybody can, you know, go in there and listen to it. But you've been doing some new stuff since we talked in that interview. So can you just give us, like, a little, you know, just tell us a little bit about what's going on, a little update.
Well, you know, Josie, when you're an independent artist like myself, it's a struggle all the time to keep new songs coming in because it just costs so much money to run this business. So
right.
Things have just been kind of slow. But recently, you know, back in March, I went out to Nashville and I did the new video for So You. And I recorded two brand new songs out there, the one Tomboy and another song called Cut to the Chase that was written by a good friend of mine out there in Nashville.
Yeah.
And right now, there's not really a lot of songs coming in for me to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And so things are just kind of slow, but, you know, I'm working on it. Those two new songs will be the first two songs for the new album.
Awesome. That's exciting. That's so cool. You have to let us know when that comes out so we could promote it like crazy.
Yeah, it'll probably be on my 98th birthday.
Awesome. Well, I am excited for it. I know that, you know, I completely understand how it is when you're independent, but, you know, I know you're not done yet, so you're...
Oh, no.
You got it.
No, well, I hope I'm not done. I really hope I'm not. You know, some days you kind of look at things and you go, geez, I don't know. Am I going to make it, you know? Am I going to be able to keep doing this, you know? The other day I was listening to you talking to Kevin's promotion team.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and they were talking about, you know, how much it costs to run this business, and they're not kidding.
Mm-mm. I know.
Yeah, but you know what? I want to thank you for being so good to me and for playing my music on the station and for putting up with the fans, you know, pounding you to death to play my music all the time. You've been so good to me.
We love it, and we love the song, so we really enjoy it when someone asks for it to play, because we're always ready to play it, and it's so, it's doing so great. As you mentioned, you know, you have so many great fans out there that are promoting it and, you know, telling us about it. You're one of the most requested artists on Country Blast Radio with your song Tomboy.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's really doing something, and it flew up the charts in September to the number one spot, which is awesome. So congrats in order for that one.
Right, thank you. You know, that really blew me away, too. I just really was not expecting that. And it's just great to see that song doing what it's doing, and I really appreciate that. And I want to thank all of the fans out there, too, right now that are listening to your show requesting my music as much as they do. So I want to thank the fans. The fans are so very important to me. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And we appreciate you. And thank you once again so much for taking the time to call in. So
absolutely.
Cool.
Thanks for inviting me to call in. I know you've got a lot of people wanting to call in, so Josie, I just want to congratulate you, and you have a fun night, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. We're going to play your song here in just a little bit, too, so we're very excited about
All
that
right,
as well.
All right, great. I'll turn it up.
Yes.
I'll crank it.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Lace Footworth, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks,
so
Josie. Good night.
Good night. Thank you. Awesome, and I see my producer pick up that phone and unmuting, so I think I'm assuming I know what that means now. Am I right?
Hello?
Yes, see, I know.
I'm seriously working this Christmas tree of a switchboard.
I know,
how
you're
much
working.
Fun I have with this.
You're
I'm
working with
around.
My fingers.
I better lose 10 pounds when this is over,
you're
that's what I'm saying.
You are, you're working your little fingers off
yes,
over there. I
yes,
can
yes,
tell.
Yes,
yeah.
I am. All right, so we have got on the line, and everybody that's listening and holding on the line, please be patient. We will get you really quick.
Oh, please.
right now, we've got coming on the line. One of your favorite gals in the whole world, Miss Sheila Ray Charles. Let's get her on the line. Hello, Sheila.
Hi, Angel. How are you?
I'm so glad that you called in for my special show.
Well, you know what? I had to. 4 years. Congratulations, my young sister.
You know, what an accomplishment. You know, we live in a time where if something succeeds past a month, you're doing good. And so to have 4 years under your belt, I am so excited for you and so happy for you. And I had to call in. I had about a 10-minute break in between studio times. I'm in recording right now in New York City. And I was like, what? My girl, while I can, and say I love you, I am so proud of you. Just getting excited about everything that's happening. You know, I know you stay on close tabs with what's happening with Malia and myself and the whole conscious music movement. And we're getting ready for some big shows that are coming up.
Yes, I know, and I'm very excited. Can you give everybody the details for that, you know, if they want to participate?
Yes, well, we are excited to say that we're going to be in Ashland, Kentucky on the 2nd of November for the IMEA Awards. And for those of you out there that don't know, I got nominated Gospel Performer of the Year, Gospel Song of the Year, and Gospel Performance of the Year. And so I am so excited. I'm like, whoop, whoop. It's really, really cool. You know, We Are Hope is a song that is touching people across America. Every time I sing it, people are in tears. They are, you know, just so excited to be a part of such a movement, you know, bringing awareness to have some more positive lyrical content for our children, and not only for our children, but for ourselves. You know, they did a study in music and science where they took the lyrics and music of, like, some real aggressive, hateful words, hateful music to a glass of water, and the molecules in the water turned into this really dark, ugly, horrifying colors, and color turned black. And then when they began to play music that had beautiful words and beautiful music, that the colors became like rainbows. And you know, so if that's what it will do with water, and we are 70% water, what do we think that it's doing to us, not only emotionally but physically too? So, you know, this is a serious movement. It's real. I'm standing, you know, in complete support of it, and so I'm excited about that. And so, of course, I know that you knew that we joined together too with Pat Miffley, who was the founder of Reach One, Teach One, part of We Are the World, and now we are, he is the founder of MuseArt, and we're doing a big concert November the 9th in Salt Lake City. Woo-hoo! I mean, I'll be in there with Michael Murphy, and I am so excited about that, and all of the artists, Champagne, so many different artists. The young lady, and I'm sorry, her name is just whizzing by my head, the little young lady who took the world by storm through the summer, singing, 6 years old, singing the national anthems on all of the professional basketball games. I'm so sorry, I can't remember her name. Please forgive me.
No, I know what you're talking about. Isn't that like, her name is like Jackie Avalanche something?
Yes. Well, she's going to be a part of the show, orchestra, and fucking 21,000 people are expecting in attendance. So we're pretty excited about that. And then, you know, we're recording the country album. So we're in the middle of doing the country album, you know, Honky Tonk USA. So I'm pretty excited about that as well. And it's going to be an incredible 2014.
Absolutely. That is incredible. And I'm telling you guys, it's going to be amazing because, you know, I heard a little bit of it and it's amazing. Oh, my goodness. It's just incredible. You sound amazing.
Oh, sis, thank you. You were that. But, you know, I'm so excited about we've got to get together and write a song and get it out there. So,
yes,
in the music industry together.
I agree. Definitely big things to come for that. And congratulations with everything that you're doing. You just keep rocking and rolling and doing amazing, amazing things. And you know, I'm a fan. I told you this already. I can officially say this, that you are my favorite country singer, so it's all good. I said it here. You heard it here first.
Yeah, I just love you.
We love you, Kim. Thank you so so much.
Hello, everybody. You know, if I can say one thing, God first in your life, know that you are able to do all things through Christ Jesus. And you truly believe, and I hope that that encourages somebody. So that it's you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Sheila, you are wonderful, as always, and you are a beautiful person. Thank you so much for calling into our show.
Oh, you're so welcome. Anytime, and I'll look forward to being back on again.
Sounds good. Thank you.
So,
thank you. No, I don't want to keep you waiting because I know you are going to be singing soon, so just break a leg. Well, not literally, but just do your thing.
All right, my young sister. Be well, and we'll talk to y'all soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You are Rose Charles, everybody. Woo! It's amazing, amazing.
That was so wonderful. We've got a ton of people here waiting to talk to you. Yeah, so we're going to keep rolling here. And we had some people calling us outside on Broadway in Nashville.
Oh,
we want them. Hopefully they call us back. The music was really jamming. Woo, it sounds really fun. I know, I wish I was there. All right, so we have got our very special VIP member, Larry Massey, on the line. Let's bring him on. Hey, Larry, you're live.
Larry.
Hey.
Hey. Thank you for calling in to my special show. How are you doing, Larry?
Hey, you're doing really good. Hey, congratulations on 4 years.
Oh, thank you so much. I know, it's crazy.
That's incredible. Man, I'll tell you what, you need to really be proud of yourself for everything you're doing and the way you help all of us singer-songwriters out and promoting stuff. And
anyway,
I haven't known you very long, but in the short while I've known you, you've just been a class act, and the way you treat people and the way you – it's everything about you and Miss Tina there. Y'all make a good twosome there. So we're – thankful out here in the music community to have such a good thing going on with the Josie Show. So you can't beat that.
Thank you so much. We love talking to you, and your interview, along with everyone else who already called in.
Hey,
is on
Larry. We got some fans wanting to know if Larry's going to do a follow up to Life After Prozac, like the next step, Life After Viagra.
No.
Hey, oh, wow. They put me on the spot.
No, Alan. You don't have to answer that one if you don't want to. You're crazy.
Is there life after Xanax? Maybe we'll make that one.
Life after... Oh, my goodness.
Just
that's that's hilarious. And I doubt anybody's asking that. You know, Alan's the real one that wants to know. That is so funny. But thank you so, so much. And, you know, I love, like I was saying, I loved our interview that we had, and it's on the archive still on josieshow.com, and it's amazing. And I was wondering if you can give us, like, a little update before you go. Do you have anything is going on? Yeah.
I recorded a song last week called Nursing Home Prayer. It was I'd written a whole bunch of poems. And I just picked this one out because I knew it was kind of special, and I did it to a bluesy kind of tune, but it's a really sad song. It's a great song. I think it is anyway. Got a lot of response from it, and Royal Clark played it on his gospel show yesterday and got a good response. He said, but anyway, I hope people like it, and maybe you get an opportunity, you can play it. But If they like it and they want one, my email is larrymasseymusic@yahoo.com. I'll send them one free. All they got to do is email me. You can't beat that, can you?
You can't. You really, really can't. And I think we are going to play that tonight so everyone can hear it and then email you.
Okay. Well, listen, I know you got a lot of people waiting, so I don't want to take up no more time, but... Really want to thank you again for all you do and the kindness you show to everybody on your show. And keep the good work up, and we'll keep listening, and hopefully everybody will keep supporting you. So
thank you.
Thank you so much, Josie, and congratulations on fourth year anniversary. All right. Give it up with Josie.
That deserves a cake.
You take care.
Take care. Thank you so much. Larry Massey. Oh, that's awesome. I'm having so much fun, and we've had some really great callers so far, and we're something minutes.
That's right. Interrupting you again.
Okay,
so we got the call back. They are standing on Broadway in Nashville right now. We've got recording an album. Took some time to talk to us. We've got Buddy Eugene, and I believe Claudia is there as well. Hello, Buddy. Are you there?
Hello. This is Claudia. Buddy Eugene is right here in the IC. Hello, Josie.
Hey,
congratulations.
Thank you.
We're doing great down here. We're on Broadway listening to music, and, hey, we're wishing you really a happy birthday on that fourth anniversary of your radio station. Boy, that's really something, Josie. You're doing a fine job there.
Thank you. Thank
and,
you so
and you're
much.
Having
we
a
wish...
good time, aren't you, Josie?
We are. We wish we were there, though.
We wish you were here, too. All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, I have Buddy Eugene right here beside me.
Oh, awesome.
And we are just so happy. You know, 4 years. Wow, that's quite an achievement, Josie. And we're really proud of you. And thank you so much for broadcasting.
Thank you so much.
And we appreciate your support.
Oh, anytime. That's what I love to do. And if you guys have any, you know, new stuff to, you know, promote, I'm your girl. I'm here. I'll promote.
All right. Buddy Eugene's going to do a recording down here, so he should have a single out pretty shortly, and he'll be sending it over to you. How about that, Josie?
Perfect. Send away. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Right.
And please give Buddy our love, and thank you so much, Claudia, for coming on. Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you later, Josie.
Talk to you later. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. We appreciate you. We appreciate all of our listeners and callers tonight. Amazing.
See, let's just verify to some people. Tonight is episode 208. You officially have more episodes of the Josie Show than Conan O'Brien had on the Tonight Show.
Well, there you go. See, that's an accomplishment right there. And my producer is still, now she's done. Now she's done screening.
Hello. Okay, everybody hold
on. Yeah,
we
should also verify that
the
208 episodes include the 10 episodes done from the bathroom.
Yeah, right. That's true.
All right. Mm-hmm. Everybody holding on the lines, please be patient. I promise I'm getting to you. I promise.
Yes.
We have got on the phone from Keeping It Country on Facebook, Don Caldwell.
Awesome.
Who is awesome and has constantly sent us great artists. Let's go ahead and turn his mic on. Don, you're live.
Yay. Hey, Don.
Hey, Josie. Congratulations. Congratulations on the 4 years.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much. And for all of your work, too, that you you took the time to give us such wonderful guests, and we appreciate you for, you know, helping us out.
Well, there's a individual that you guys might be getting on your show. I talked to him, and I do believe Mr. Hawkshaw Hawkins, Jr., which is Gene Shepherd's son and the late, mm-hmm. great Hawkshaw Hawkins' son. I do believe he's going to be doing one of your shows Wednesday night in Nashville. The Mike Seiler Show is going to have Wesley Dennis, Kevin Moon, Brian Mallory, Hawkshaw Hawkins, Diane Barry, Brad Howard. So I think you know all those names. They've all pretty much done your shows. But that's going to be on Broadway on Wednesday night. So like I was saying, I just wanted to call. And first of all of those people that I mentioned, I'm a big country music fan, and to be for those people to be able to get on and be heard, that's good for the fans because that keeps their career going. And every one of those individuals work hard. Everybody just thinks singing is just something that you just do. It's not something you just do. The singers work hard. You sing too. You have to work harder. You're not going to be any good, you know. And if you are good, and if you don't keep singing, you're not going to stay good. So I admire each and every one of the artists out there, and every artist on my group, I just love them. So You know, and you do a great job, and you've allowed me to get you some people on the show, and I really do appreciate you letting me do that, because I've got to talk to some people that I really admire. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. And we appreciate we really appreciate what you've done, and you know, we got to talk to some really really great ones out there, and you know, that's also why I love to do this show, because you know, the more they get heard, you know, the more music that they can, you know, produce for the fans out there, and we love, you know, getting the fans an opportunity to, you know, hear their favorite star, talk to them, you know, and so that's why we love doing this, and thank you so much,
Don. And they're so good, you know. If you look at the groups, all the groups, the independent singers, you know, everybody thinks you have to have a big contract to be a good singer. You don't have to have any contract to be a good singer. What you just have to do is you have to have the heart and the willpower and the work ethic to be a singer. There's so many good singers on these groups, these Facebook groups. All the Facebook groups are good groups. There's no such thing as a bad group. Anybody that puts people on there and lets them be heard, like Larry Massey, he's very, very great singer. I mean, and there's lots of people like Larry, and it's a shame that they don't get heard. But the thing is with shows like you, that's why when you asked me a long time ago now to you know, if I knew anybody, at that time I didn't know anybody. But the thing is, these artists are all great people also, so... You know, they're more than willing to come on and take time out of their schedule. So, you know, and you do a great job. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to let you get on because there's going to be a bunch of people wanting to talk to you. I just want to call tell you congratulations and thanks for letting me, you know, like it's a greedy thing on my part. I've gotten to talk to, you know, all kinds of people, Janie Price, and, you know, so it's just a greedy thing on my part, okay, but you do a great job, and I just wanted to congratulate you because 4 years is a long time to do anything. That's way longer. How long was the Kardashians married? About a week or two? Okay. You made it 4 years. That's a lifetime compared to a Kardashian, right? All right, hey, so you take it easy. Congratulations, and have a great show, okay?
Thank you so much, Don. We'll talk with you soon, okay? Thank you.
Oh, Tina, we love you, Tina.
Oh, yeah, here she is.
I'm here.
All right, Tina, we love you. You take care.
All right, thank you, Don.
Thanks,
we love
Don.
You, too. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Awesome. Yeah, really quick, I do want to give attention to, you know, the Just Show wouldn't be anything without our tech guy, Alan, who basically, you know, helps keep this, you know, this show running. You know, doing just so many different jobs. Like, he has so many hats.
Everything. We just call him everything pretty much. Because,
pretty much.
You know, he does it all.
Yeah. And also, and yes, and Tina. Tina also does a lot too.
Keep your minds going.
Yeah. He keeps us running. He keeps our minds operating. Keeps the show flowing. And
it
honestly,
makes us stuff that you break.
He's saving a lot of money on alcohol and beverages.
Yeah, exactly. And not to mention that, you know, he's the whole reason why you decided to go this on your own 4 years ago. So not necessarily on your own, but you had Alan's help. But you know what I mean? You dropped all the other partners that you were with, and he encouraged
or
you to do it by
yourself. Technically, you could say they dropped the whole thing. Technically.
You can't work and they dropped them.
Alan believed. Alan, but you know what I love is Alan believed that you know, it would be something, and so he stuck around even after you know issues. but Alan is just amazing, and thank you, Alan, for everything that you do.
Absolutely,
it's needed to be said.
Yeah, I just wish that, you know, would stop taking apart computers and mailing them to me in little Ziploc bags.
I promise the next one is coming only in like two or three pieces, not like 75.
Exactly. There you go. See, two or three. That's beautiful.
Right.
And also to my wonderful producer mom, who well, she does everything basically. But yes.
Who actually kind of hates me because anytime I send Josie a new present, she has to go out and buy your plugs and aspirin.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we love you.
We love it. We love it. Don't worry.
Now, on the line, we've got the switchboard just keeps flashing at me. Okay,
we
have got the wonderful artist who, the very first time you did a live in-person interview, like face-to-face, was with this wonderful gentleman. He's incredibly talented. We're going to play one of his songs tonight because
I remember that performance.
Number one last month.
Josie stood on stage going, "Mother, why is everybody looking at me?"
Yes, that was it. I was so nervous.
But anyway, he had a very welcoming crowd. He's got an awesome audience all the time, and it's because of the type of person he is.
Yeah.
So let me go ahead and bring on Jason Clutter. Hey, Jason.
Hey,
how
are
y'all?
We are doing so, so great, Jason. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in for my special show.
It is my pleasure. Congratulations. It's awesome. 4 years. That's amazing.
Thank you so, so much. You still have, you know, you have a really, you know, special place in our hearts because you were the first, you know, live interview that we did at your concert. So that was huge. That was so much fun. And thank you so much for being so welcoming and, you know, bringing me up there. I was a little nervous, but I tried to hide it.
You did great. I mean, you did great I would have thought you'd been doing it for years, but it's awesome to see how much you've grown and everything you're accomplishing. It's great. And like you said, with Tina and Alan and your, you know, your parents, everybody behind the scenes that makes everything go. It's amazing.
It's true. And thank you so much. And I know, you know, your interview is also on JosieShow.com, I believe, on the archives. But can you tell us like a little bit of an update on what you've been doing? I know you've been working hard.
Yes. I have been working a lot, and not just in music, but no, been staying really busy and really trying to get my music career going solid, and you find bumps everywhere you go, but I'm optimistic, and I think some good things are in the works right now, and I think 2014 is going to be a big year.
Oh yeah, it definitely will be, for sure, and I'm excited, you know for you, and you know I'm just so excited to hear, you know, the new stuff that you have out, or you know, new material that you're going to have come out. I mean, I'm a fan, so I'm just, excuse my fanness.
Well, I'm a fan of yours too now, Josie. I had no idea. I got to listen to a couple of your things, and very good. That's fantastic. How do you find time to do all that stuff?
I have no idea. Just like you run around, and also it's hard because you know you have a family too, you know. So it's just amazing how you balance it so well, because you have that amazing son, and then you also are performing, and you are running all over the place.
Well, I'm blessed with a great wife, and you know she's definitely the reason that I can keep doing what I do. So
yeah.
I'm very fortunate there.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I thank you so much. It blows my mind that you took the time to, you know, call in. And I have to mention your song "Live," which is doing so well. Like seriously, so well. I have to mention it zoomed up on Country Blast Radio charts in number one in less than a month for the month of August, which is like crazy. So big time congrats for that.
It's weird to me. It's so awesome. I can't thank everybody out there enough, and especially you, Josie. I mean, just for putting the song out there and the you know, the fans especially that like the song, and I hope they want to hear more, and we got the new CD out now, so I'm excited. This next year is going to be I'm just really looking forward to it. I can't wait.
Oh, we can't either. Whenever you have anything new or anything that you'd like to promote, please let us know, because that's going to be my excuse to have you back on. Just a warning.
Well, you know what, Josie? I might just let you pick the next thing that we're going to promote. How about that?
Yes. Do it, please.
That'd
be amazing.
I trust your opinion.
Hey, guys. While we got Jason on the phone, I just want to bring up a quick Josie Show fact. In 208 episodes and 4 years, Josie has only missed one show because she was on the road on her way to the Jason Clutter concert. I had to do a best of episode and to embarrass her with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. You pulled away from your show just to come to one of my little old concerts, Josie. You're the best.
It was fabulous. Come on now. It was amazing.
Oh, it was a fun. That was a fun for sure.
It was. It really, really was. And Jason, once again, thank you so, so much for everything that you do and for putting out such great music for us fans. I'm a fan, so I'm speaking for you fans out there. Don't worry. Jason will put more stuff out for us. We're good. We're good. Thank you so much, Jason.
Thank you. God bless you all. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Talk with you soon, okay?
Okay, Josie. Take care.
Awesome. Take care. We're going to play your song pretty soon, so we're excited about that.
Oh, all right. I'll be listening for sure.
Perfect.
All right.
Perfect. Yes. We're going to play some Live. All right. Thank you so much once again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Pretty good. So we're going to play all of our songs maybe, you know, at the end of the show.
Yeah, probably. Once we get a little lull in calls, we'll do that. We don't want to keep anybody holding.
But we will
holding.
Play them.
But, yeah, okay. And a special shout-out to Jason Clutter's wife, Courtney. She is fantastic, and she helps us out so much. So big shout-out to her, too. Send her hugs and love. Okay, and now, holding on the line, we have got the woman who was in the recording booth with you when you made your debut single.
Oh,
yes, I'm talking about Miss Gloria. Gloria, you're live.
Hi, Josie.
Hey.
Congratulations on your 4th-year anniversary.
Thank you so much, so much. Thank you so much, first off, for, you know, calling into our special show. That's just incredible.
It's a pleasure.
Because you're the one... You're the person. Well, this is what I refer to you as, the person that I left my butt off with in the recording booth for the very first time. That's your title now.
Okay, we're gonna write a song.
Left my butt off in the recording studio.
Exactly. She was gonna work on that now. Living in this big world, oh, there it is. That was the geniusness and the help of Gloria. All right. So, just saying.
You are full of spirit. I have to say, you're full of spirit. And when I started working, we started working together. You were doing this for 2 years, the radio show. Mm. Now it's 4 years.
Double.
And you graduated high school. Well, what you've done, you're attending college. You write music. You sing music. I mean, look at you. You and everybody loves you, including me. We all love you.
Aww.
What's really amazing is...
Thank
4 years
so
ago, Josie was watching SpongeBob, and she still is.
Yeah, I still do. I haven't moved up for that in that aspect.
Well, you're a kid.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so, so much, Gloria. And, you know, I have so much fun when, you know, we work together, and we definitely have to, you know, we need your help here for the next song, so we're going to have to schedule something to get together, okay?
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Josie. I always love working with you.
Oh, me too. We always have so much fun. It's craziness.
I know.
Thank you so much.
Well, you have a good night.
Thank you.
You have a good night, and everybody's calling. Like you have so many fans, and I could understand that.
It's a pate. It's a pate tonight. Thank you so much,
right,
Gloria. Well,
right.
We'll see you soon, okay? I
love
Thanks.
You dearly. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you, too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Amazing, amazing. I love Gloria. She's just incredible, and she's an incredible vocal coach. I just enjoy her thoroughly, and she helped me so much with my work on Teenage Girl to get the voice perfect.
Hey, Josie, I got another Josie Show fact.
Okay, bring it on.
You sang SpongeBob with guests a total of 11 times.
I really did? Wow, I'm surprised it's that many, really.
I'm surprised how many people said yes to you.
I know, I'm surprised I didn't get, like, a big, are you kidding me right now? No.
You never had anybody purposely hang up on you yet, so that's
golden.
True.
That's
golden.
Exactly.
Let us continue with our
nobody did one of those moments where you see, like, on the real TV on real TV shows. You could YouTube it, like celebs like walking out on an interview.
Yeah, no,
I fear that so much.
Let's see how good your memory. Who was the first guest you sang SpongeBob with?
Oh, the Ivies, right?
Yes.
I know. I can't forget that because that was like not a trio. What's it called? It was four of us.
You were a group.
All right,
we were a group. which guest we were
came
in
back home and you sang SpongeBob twice with her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. And I, you
that
know,
was a
I have,
duet right there.
I have to thank her so much for being so kind to not be like, why did my manager book me for the show? Boom!
I know.
What were they thinking? I know.
All right.
It's all
so
fun, though.
Let's move on. We've got people who have been holding. Let's go ahead and get White Panther on the line first. Hello, White Panther, you're live.
White Panther. Yeah. Hey. Thank you so much for calling this special show. Hello.
How are
we? Thank you so much for calling into my special.
Since last we spoke,
yes.
Had to call it the anniversary show. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you so much. We're glad you did. We're really glad you did.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah. For the anniversary show, I do have to ask because I know, I know you'll have really good answers, so we have to ask you.
No pressure.
You were a guest on our show quite a few times, actually, because, we just enjoy talking to you. And we were curious, just curious about the interviews that we've had with you. Would you say, your interview on my show, was it different from maybe some other interviews that you've had? How is it kind of different, would you say? Because we're different.
Definitely different, which is why I've always felt so comfortable chatting with you guys. You never know which direction the conversations are going to go. Those of you who have heard some of those interviews know that I could probably take up the entire 2 hours. It's just that comfortable speaking with these folks. It's always been a lot of fun, and that's one of the things that has people continuing to tune in, because it feels like family. Who else refers to themselves as your uncle when we've never actually met face-to-face?
Same.
Think about it.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
That simple.
There you go. Bingo. See, I knew you would have an amazing answer for that one, so we had to save that question for you.
Awesome.
But, yeah, it's just always such a great time when you're on the show, and we really, really appreciate, everything that you do for the show and come on and chat with us, and you're so kind. You haven't hung up on us yet. I mean, it's so good. So good.
You let me know the name and number of anybody who hangs up on you, and Uncle Luigi will take care of them for you.
We will do. We will. We'll give you a whole list, all right? Don't worry. We got it.
Not to worry. We'll get it taken care of.
Yes, thank you.
Anyway,
so...
before I go chewing up...
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead, hon.
Oh, no. I was just actually going to ask you for a little update on what's been going on in your life. That's all I was going to ask.
Well... So much has happened in the last 2 weeks. I did one of my rare live performances on Wednesday night this week. Got to perform at the Nashville Songwriters gathering that takes place on the second Wednesday of every month here in Tucson. Got to perform three songs with Eric Schaefer, who runs the event. It's a phenomenal evening. It runs about 3 hours plus or minus, and there's somewhere between 9 and 12 performers who come on who sing in the round. Do three or four songs each, and we move on. And it's just, I think Eric probably put it as best as it can be put on Wednesday night when he said that, it's a real pleasure. I mean, I love performing in front of people, but it's a real pleasure performing for your peers when you know the folks who are there are genuinely listening. They're almost dissecting what it is that you're doing. It's as if they can't get enough of it. And there's nothing more satisfying than performing for an audience that genuinely appreciates what it is that you do and understands how much time, energy, and effort go into producing the music that we do.
Exactly. It's such a good feeling, for sure.
It is. Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. No. That's amazing. That's a little update for us since 2 weeks ago on what's been going on. But that's amazing, and I know that you are definitely working and you're doing just incredible things, and anytime you have anything to promote, that's going to be my excuse to get you back on, so.
Oh, not to worry, darling, I know where to find you. You can't hide from me.
No, perfect. I mean, Facebook, come on.
Yes,
come on.
There all the time. I'll actually have the third video. I've already got two of the three videos up from the performances on Wednesday, and I'll have the third one up, if not tonight, tomorrow. So you get to see how I embarrass myself in public. It's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. You should see some doozies that I do in public. I mean, but that's incredible, and please make sure you all check that out. And thanks again so much for coming on our special show.
Oh, my absolute pleasure, Doc. My absolute pleasure again. Just wanted to say a quick hello, quick congratulations, and I will relinquish the mic for your next guest.
Thank you so much. We'll talk with you real soon, okay?
Okay, love. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye, White Panther, everyone. Woo!
All right.
So much fun.
And now rolling along. That was so nice of him to call in. Right before his performance, we've got Brian Mallory calling in.
Awesome.
So let's go ahead and get him on the line before he has to take the stage. Hello, Brian. You're live.
Hey, Josie. How are you?
I am doing amazing.
How are you doing?
Thank you for calling to my special show. I'm doing amazing.
Well, you can thank Don Caldwell. I'm out at a show right now. The opening act is on stage right now. But Don sent a message to my wife on Facebook saying it was your fourth anniversary. So we figured we better give you a call and congratulate you.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you did. And that's amazing. You're about to take stage. So, which is so cool. So break legs, not literally. you know the saying.
Yeah, for sure. And anybody listening that's going to be in Nashville next Wednesday night, we're going to be playing the Legends Bar in Nashville next Wednesday. So tell them all to come down and see Mike Seiler, myself, and Wesley Dennis, along with Kevin Moon. So we're going to have a good old time down there.
That is, just by the names of those people that are going to be there, you could just imagine how much fun you'll have. So please make sure you go.
Oh, we'll have a great time. Well, we have a great time every time we're either talking with you or on the stage. So I'm really proud that you've been in it now for 4 years, and we hope you keep on going for as long as we keep on singing.
Yes, will do, will do. That's a deal. Thank you.
All right,
so
you
much.
Take care, sweetie.
Take care. Talk with you soon, okay?
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Brian Mallory, that's amazing. We're having so much fun. This is crazy. Or what the teens, or what us teens say. Well, I guess I'm technically an adult now that I'm 18, but let's just keep calling myself a teen. But what teens say, cray-cray, okay? This night has been cray-cray so far. Super cray-cray. I'm having just so much fun. I'm very excited for, you know, getting the chance to talk to all these great, great artists that are surprising me on the show. And I know I'm not done yet, but...
No, you're not. Okay.
Just have to say it.
We've got a roll. We've got people waiting and waiting and waiting. And
okay,
thank you, everybody who's
so
on the line for your patience. Thank you. Very kind of you.
Oh, thanks.
I've got one of your favorite country singers of all time on the line.
Okay. Okay.
How about that? All right, let's go ahead and turn on the mic. This is Mr. Vince Anthony.
Woo! Here we go. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you called in. That's so cool.
I'm surprised.
So cool. So cool. How are you? You really, literally did surprise me. So thank you. We love it.
No, you deserve it. Awesome show. I mean, anybody listening, Josie's show is the number one show. I mean, I really appreciate what you do.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you coming on, you know, the show. We had such great interviews. I believe it's plural, interviews. And you can check those out, actually, in the archives still if you want to see what's going on. But what are some updates? What's been going on in your life since we talked last?
I got a couple of songs in a film, a short film. Mm-hmm. Actually,
so
my
cool.
Everything. Yeah, a couple of songs off the album, All Night, and Pull Me Again.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. That's huge. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, and just getting ready to do another run. Got done opening for Travis Tritt in August at the Fort Randall Casino. That was a blast. Did a solo acoustic, and the guys backed me in the lounge for two nights.
Oh, wow. You're rocking. That's so cool.
Trying.
Oh, that's amazing. And, you know, one of the songs that you mentioned were in a short film is My Everything. We actually have that song tonight that we're going to play a little bit later on. So we're excited for that. That'd be good.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thanks to the fans, too, also, Alter, that requested the song. And I got your message on Facebook, and I just want to thank you definitely. It means so much.
Anytime. My pleasure, my pleasure. And anytime you have anything that you like to promote, please let us know, you know, so we could promote it, because, you know, that's what I love to do.
Yeah, and while we got Vince on the line, I just want to mention that a couple of months ago, when his song Hold Me Again went number one on a countdown on Country Blast Radio, the station also suddenly became one of the top five stations on Live 365.
Okay, that is no coincidence.
No, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's definitely no coincidence. Your song made it happen.
You did it, Josie.
Thank you. Oh, that's incredible. And you know, you're just so great. And for the fans out there that are listening, you know, that are like, ooh, I like the song we're about to play. I like the song, or you know, whatever. Where can we go? Where are some websites or social networking sites so people can get in contact with you and chat with you?
They can go on Facebook.
Perfect.
They can ask me on Facebook, and then they can go to my website. www.vinceanthonyonline.com.
Yeah.
And get updates and stuff that's going on. Got some new videos I'm going to be putting up soon, and new album I'm working on.
Awesome.
So I can't wait to get that done.
Yeah,
new
really?
Song.
That's so. That's exciting.
You know what a lot of people have been noticing? Tina screams every time you say the name Vince Anthony.
That's funny. Once again, not a coincidence that there's a reason for that. That's hilarious. Vince, I think you are just incredible, and congratulations with everything that you're doing and, you know, getting your music into, and just you're constantly moving. That's so cool.
Thank you. Yes, definitely trying. And instead, kind of took a break after doing the Midwest tour kind of thing. Pushing that Too Much Honky Tonk album, and now getting ready to go back out again on the road and hit the casinos and a big summer at the fairs. And lots of stuff happening.
Do it. You're back in action. I feel like we should play that song, Reunited. And I mean, I feel like that should have been played. I'm just saying.
Wait, guys, Tina's off the phone, so let's see if it actually works. Let's see if she screams. Vince Anthony.
Woo! Yeah, she screams. There you go. See? Proof's in the pudding. Awesome. Thank you so much, Vince, for coming on and chatting with us for a little bit. You are incredible, and keep doing what you're doing, okay? And we'll talk with you real soon.
Thank you so much. You have a great congratulations again.
Thank you so much. We'll talk with you real soon, okay? Thank you.
Okay. Take care, Josie and Tina.
Take care.
And Alan.
And Alan. Okay. Bye, Vince. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Alan. That was cute. Oh, that was funny. Alan's awesome. we love it. And, you know, if you notice, I'm, like, totally overusing the word thank you because I'm just so, like, flabbergasted.
Thank you and awesome because it is.
It is.
What I find amazing? Tina screams when you mention Vince's name, but if you want Josie to scream, you got to mention Grover from Sesame Street.
I'm more of a Barney girl, okay? Let's get this straight. Let's get this straight right now. Okay.
All right. So we have got some people who have been holding for a very long time. So let's go ahead. Nope, no problem. We are going to get on the next guest, also one of your VIP members. Here's Mr. Tim Garman. Hey, Tim, you're live.
Hey, hello.
Yeah. Hello. It's Tim Garman in the house. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are y'all doing? Congratulations.
We're doing great. Thank you so much, you know, not only for the congratulations, but thank you so much for calling into my special show. That's incredible.
I love what y'all are doing, and I look forward to the next years of the Josie Show. It's incredible.
Yeah, for sure. And we love having you as a VIP member and advertising you and your music, you know, and it's just so much fun every time that we get to talk with you. I mean, you've been on the show multiple times, I believe, and it's just always a pleasure.
Well, I've enjoyed it. I love getting into the chat room with y'all and talking to y'all and all that, too.
Yeah, for sure. I love that chat room because, you know, when you're in it, it's so much fun, and we're just chatting away, talking. It's so much fun. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. A lot of fun. I want to thank y'all for everything you've done, and I look forward to the Josie Show. What's next to come? And I really have enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. And anytime,
and for those who aren't aware, anytime we mention Uncle Tim, we're talking about Mr. Tim Garman.
What? Who knows? You know how crazy Alan is. You're in the chat room. You know.
Alan, he's something else. And, you know, I appreciate everything, you know, that y'all do. And Tina, and I really do appreciate you, too. And we're lucky to have y'all out there promoting us, and I appreciate it.
And Peanut the Squirrel says Tim is her favorite.
Aww.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for all of your, you know, great words of encouragement. And, you know, you're always so much fun to talk to. So thank you so much, Tim. And we'll chat with you real soon, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you. And talk to y'all later.
Talk to you later. Thank you. Tim Garman. Woo! And we always give updates on Tim Garman. You know, he's a great VIP member, so we always give updates. So we'll keep you updated for that one. So don't you worry. We got it covered. Yes.
All right. So now also playing in Nashville next week, we've got Mr.
That's
Mike Seiler on the line. Let's get him on. Mike, you're live.
Hey, what the heck's going on?
I am doing wonderful, and we're basically just we're partying. We're having so much fun. What are you doing,
man?
What do you have?
I was just sitting here listening to the guys calling in. You went from Tucson to Wisconsin to Texas by way of Nashville. That is amazing in a matter of 15 minutes.
Yeah, I just want to point that.
I know.
Since Mike was on the show last, Josie has turned 18, so you don't have to use the word heck.
My daddy instilled it in me. I got to be a gentleman.
Yes, and you are just always so kind to us, and you're so much fun to talk to. And we've had you on, and you know, you can check that out still on the archive. So what have you been up to in your life? Can you give us a little update on what's been going on in the world of Mike Seiler?
Well, I tell you, this month's come alive. We've had, of course, our regular show on Wednesday night at Legends Corner, 5th and Broadway in Nashville, and then they called the first part of last month from the RFD Theater and wanted me to come tape another show for Midwest Country there in Branson, Missouri. That happens on the 26th of this month. So if you're in the Branson area, Charlie Pride's going to be there Friday night at the same theater, and Mike Seiler gets to be there on Saturday. That's just amazing.
Wow, that is so fantastic.
Crazy.
So if you're anywhere near that area, just make a trip out of it and check it out. That's so cool. So you're moving.
Yeah, I don't really know how that happened, but I'm not going to question it. I just said, yes, ma'am, I'll be there.
Yeah, really.
And then this next Wednesday, I've got a bunch of great artists coming in, and the list goes something like, Bobby G. Rice. Easy on my mind. Oh, so easy on my mind.
By the way, that sounded so good.
you better play that.
Right,
you look that song up and play it. That was a big hit.
Wesley, we had it on the station, too. Yeah.
Yeah, Wesley Dennis is coming. Kevin Moon, Brian Mallory, you talked to earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what? Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. is coming to sing on, and all of this happens on the 16th. I'm not sure how it's going to all happen on the 16th, but it's going to happen.
It'll do it.
Yeah.
Wow, 16th is going to be a good one because, you know, all those great names of those artists, I mean, you know it's going to be something. It's going to be really good.
Yes, Rudy Bain is coming with Caldwell's bringing Rudy with him. We got Brad Howard's coming. Gene Shepherd, which is the mother to Shaw Hawkins Jr.
Mm-hmm.
May be there. She's expressed interest. I hope
well,
I didn't
make
anybody
get
out,
some
but anyway.
There, Josie will show up.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
What did Alan say? I didn't hear him.
Oh, what did Alan say?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is he just mumbling?
No, if you have some cupcakes there, Josie will definitely show up.
You don't even need the cupcakes. I wish I was there. Seriously.
If it's that easy, I can bake cupcakes. I know how to run an oven.
Thank you for the offer. There you go.
It's not that far to Nashville.
Okay, a guy who sings country music and bakes. Tina's going to give Josie a new dad suit.
Hey, I can bake. I can drive a tractor. I haven't flown an airplane very much, but I can ride a 10-speed bicycle without any problem.
That's all you need. That's all you need to do. So great. Well, you know what? We think you are incredible, and we love your music, and that's going to be real big, really big shows that you got coming up. So we definitely are hoping that there's going to be, you know, pictures or videos, if you can, out there so we can kind of join the party virtually.
Yeah. And watch that. Watch for that RFD TV. It's Midwest Country is the show. But once a year, they have a big deal at the theater, and everybody goes to Branson and films the show there. So it should be exciting.
That will be exciting. Awesome. So a lot of things to look forward to. And once again, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with me for a little bit on my special show. We really appreciate you and everything that you do.
Well, thank you very much. I feel the same way. And just so you'll know, I did have this on my calendar, but as I logged in to Facebook a while ago, Mr. Don Caldwell reminded me, you better call Josie. And I said, yes, you're exactly right. That's what I sat down here to do.
Hey, Mike, next time you're doing something with RFD TV, see if you can get Marty Stewart to call into the show here.
Yeah, you know what? I have talked to them about doing that show, and I don't know when or if it'll happen. But they indicated it was an option, and I also talked to Larry Black over at Larry's Country Family Reunion and the Country Diner, and I think I'm on list to maybe get to do that at some point.
That's amazing.
So
that's
tell
so cool.
I'll tell them all about y'all.
Just be specific with Josie, because if you mention the name Larry, she's going to assume you mean Larry the Cable Guy and get all excited.
Oh, really? No, I'll say Black, Mr. Black.
Oh, that's funny. Well, thank you so much, and we appreciate it, you taking the time. So thank you so much. We'll chat with you real soon, okay?
Okay. Right quick, they're listening to us overseas, too. I've already got several messages that they're
cool.
That says, hi, we're listening to you on the Josie Show. So that's cool.
That's amazing. Shout out.
You guys
out.
Are more
Shout
powerful than you realize, sitting right there.
The power, I got the power. That's awesome.
Yeah, John Arthur Martinez just chimed in, said he's listening. You guys need to hook up. He's a great entertainer, one of my buddies from Texas, songwriting buddy.
Awesome, yeah, we definitely have to get him on. If you know, he's listening, please give us a call. You know, come on the show.
Yeah, I'll forward him information so he can do that if he's got. I don't know what he's got going on, but he's obviously on Facebook.
Awesome.
So that's good.
God, I love Facebook. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, y'all be great. Love you guys. I can't wait to see you again.
Awesome. Yes. Sounds great. We love you too. And keep doing your thing. And we'll talk with you real soon, okay?
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Yeah, y'all be good. Adios.
All right. Will do. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. We love Mike Seiler.
He's fabulous. And we're heading to Nashville in November, so, you know, we may be able to hook up with some people. That'd be so much fun.
Yeah.
Now, we have had him holding forever and ever and ever, and he's been so patient. Let's go ahead and bring on Mr. Rick Cuevas.
Woo!
Thank you.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, I'm so,
Josie,
so excited.
Yeah, thank you. Just, you know, real quick, because I know you've probably got a bunch of line of people waiting to call and talk and, you know. But
ahead.
I just wanted to make sure I called in and say congratulations on your 4 years and being 18 and watching SpongeBob. And
yes, can't forget that.
And your single was great. And have you been working on more stuff? I'm sort of out of the loop
a little bit. No, yeah, we are. My next song is going to be Practice Boyfriend, so you're going to have to definitely check that one out.
Awesome. Very good. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm here on Friday night at my house, and every Friday night I have my daughter Sophia, but she's occupied with Grand Theft Auto right now, playing video games.
That's
so,
a good one. That's a good one.
I'm calling, and you know, I'm. I think the last time I put out a record was a couple of years ago, but I'm working on a new one. Just took a little time off and to reflect, and but I have like four songs that, and I got to do some more. And you know, I got my tape, and I do that, and I take care of my daughter, and.
Mm-hmm. You're busy.
So, I'm a busy guy. So I'm also in. I'm also still playing music with my high school buddies, and we're also planning a record with those guys. And then my underground artsy band is going to do another. But it's all going to be 2014, because right now, you know, time's running out in 2013 here. It's gonna, you know.
Right.
The holidays are fast approaching and, you know, things like that.
Oh,
but I wanted to thank you again for all the support over the years. And, Ellen and Tina and your dad and, you know, whoever helps you do your thing too. It's really great, and just to hear all the nice people that call in, you know, it's all kinds of folks, probably from all kinds of the parts of the country that you know, somehow the you bring them together. And music,
absolutely,
I think, is a big key that helps people come together in these times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we seem like we're all at each other's throats or something. But
right.
But think,
we need it.
Thank you.
We need
thank
the,
you for that.
The positivity. Yeah.
Thank you for bringing people together. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. That's what we love to do. And we, you know, I had so much fun getting the chance to interview you, and that's also in the archive. So please check it out so you can check out more from Rick here. And, you know, it's always just a pleasure to get to chat with you, and also please tell your daughter that I say a big hello.
I will. She loves you too.
All right. That's so cool.
But we'll let you go. There, I know there's probably more people who want to talk, and
yeah.
I got to make sure she's not you know, building a bomb or something. Or, you know.
Right.
But,
sure.
I better keep an eye on her.
For sure. Thank you so much, Rick. You're hilarious. Thank you so much. We'll chat with you real soon, okay?
Okay. Take care, man. Have a good time. Bye.
Oh, thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. That's awesome. That is hilarious.
All right.
He's so sweet, and his daughter is just so sweet.
Oh, they are such nice people.
They really are.
Mm-hmm,
they really are.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
yeah,
let's go ahead and...
Yeah, that's another Josie show back right there. Rick Wavis was the first last name that Josie had trouble pronouncing.
I don't think so.
I don't know. We're constantly asking people to pronounce them because we have the worst time pronouncing names.
I you know what? There's something wrong with that because I've always had trouble pronouncing names.
Yeah, you're not alone.
I don't know.
You're not alone. All right, so we have gotten, holding on the line so patiently, we have got Tammy Carlisle on the line. Let's go ahead and say hi.
Tammy, my girlfriend. Hi, how are you?
How is the sweetest and most beautiful teenage girl in all of internet radio?
Thank you. Well, you know, I try. Thank you so much. You are amazing. Thank you so much for taking your time, you know, out of your day.
Thanks for the ego boost there. We're the ones that have to live with her.
What was that, Alan? I couldn't hear him.
I said thanks for her ego boost. We're the ones that have to live with her.
Hey. you know.
And she tried to fire Tina once because Tina wouldn't get her a pizza.
Hey, if,
not
if you'll
true,
take the screwdrivers away from Tina,
thing.
It wouldn't be so bad.
That's hilarious. Tammy, we love you. Thank you so much for calling in our very special show. What's been going on with you? Can you give us a little update?
Well, as you know, I had that fall and tried to knock what few marbles I had out. And so I'm a big fan of Ray Price, but that's not the way I want to make the world go away. And I've been recuperating from that, doing a whole lot better, and been writing some songs and getting some bookings and doing some booking for Jimmy Harris.
Yeah.
And we've got an upcoming show on Halloween night. And then I have a show coming up on the 16th of November with Jimmy Harris at the Winsboro Wild West Days in Winsboro, Texas. So
that's cool. What
we've been trying to take care of around here.
Yeah, that is fantastic. So for your Halloween show, though, are you going to have like a fun Halloween theme thingy mabobber going on? Because I just love Halloween. And if you're doing a show on Halloween night, it better be big. Spiders.
Oh, yeah, we're going to dress up and everything, and I'm going as one of my favorites, and you'd probably die when you said you're going to fall out laughing. I am actually dressing up as Jackie Bibby, the Texas Snake Man. So, you know about that whole deal for sure.
Oh, yeah, please take a picture, a couple.
I will. Two things I'd like to mention, first of all.
Yes.
Everybody out there that's listening, anybody that is a Ray Price fan, please keep him in your prayers. He got to doing pretty rough the other night, and they had to rush him down to CCU, and he had gotten sepsis, and he's doing a whole lot better now, Miss Janie says, but please, everybody, continue to keep him in your prayers. We're really pulling for him that he gets to come home, because for me, a world without Ray Price, I think I'll just turn off the stereo and break all my CDs. It's not worth it anymore.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, he's a real big influence in my life. And, you know, funny part is it took me 8 years to meet a man that only lives 12 miles from me.
Yeah.
So, and I met him at a Walmart, believe it or not. So
that's a good thing.
That was, yeah, it was so a real cool. treat to get to meet him. It really was, and an honor at that. And
yeah,
the second thing.
They have everything at Walmart, don't they?
Yeah,
they have
Ray
everything
Price.
At Walmart, even Ray Price.
Even Ray Price. But I wondered if you'd do me the honor. I happen to know a song that you were talking about earlier, and would you sing the first line with me?
Ooh, is that SpongeBob?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yay, someone that's not going to hang up. This is so exciting. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love this. Oh, yes.
On the count of three, the first line. One.
Okay. Oh,
two.
Okay.
Three. Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants.
I can't even do it. I'm
We're so
oh
wrong
my
for
goodness.
That. But, you know, I did want to give one more shout-out to Mama Pearl, Dawn's beautiful little mama, and I wanted to tell her one short little thing. Mama Pearl, send me the pillows that you dream on, so darling I can dream on it too.
Yes.
I just had to do that for her.
That is what I'm talking about. Gorgeous. See, that's
Thank
why
you
I
so
was
much.
Scared. That's why I was scared to sing with you, because I can't measure up to that one. I didn't know if you were going to make it fancy or something.
I'm just kind of straight across, you know. I'm straight across, and, yeah, don't ever give up watching SpongeBob. I still do at my age. Come on.
Oh,
so,
fantastic, isn't
SpongeBob
it?
SpongeBob is the bomb. SpongeBob is the bomb,
what
definitely. And the last thing, I have been on TV as of lately, so that's pretty cool. And we've got something else in the works, but I'm waiting to surprise you with it.
Oh, yes, please. I love surprises. Please let us know as soon as you can. Please.
Oh, I surely will. You know, I might have fallen and hit my head and couldn't remember anybody, but there's one thing for certain. I can't forget the most awesome radio host and interviewer that's out there. Nobody can forget
goodness.
You, Josie. You're a one of a kind.
Thank
Annie,
you so much. You're going to make
did
me
you know
all
Josie
emotional.
Was on
because,
TV
like, I was...
once, too?
Oh, was she?
Ooh.
Yeah, she was on Barney and Friends. And I'm waiting for her to make a YouTube video of it.
Oh, my God.
Tell Alan to go put his head in that little Easy Bake Oven of yours.
Yeah, with the light bulb. Okay.
Yeah, the light's out, though. It's not going to do any good, huh?
That is hilarious. Aw, that is so, so sweet. I mean, we are praying harder than we've ever prayed for you to recover and, you know, get your memory back. And we're so glad that you recovered so quickly and without any permanent, you know, damage. We love you and thank you so, so much for being a part of our lives on the show, but not only, you know, on the show, but you're just such a great friend of ours. So thank you so, so much, Tammy.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for being, you know, thank you for doing what you're doing for all of us indie artists out there and everybody around the world. We appreciate it. And happy 4th anniversary, chick. We love
you. Thank you. We love you, too. Thank you so, so much, Tammy. And we'll talk with you real soon, okay?
Hi. Hi, and much love to your mom and Alan.
Gotta love them both. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much,
Tammy. Bye, Chelsea.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's so cool. So I'm making a little emotional there because, you know, it was when we first found out, you know, about Tammy, you know, the injury, we were praying like mad women because she's just such a great person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now we have another person that we have to pray for. So please, everyone, like she mentioned, please keep Mr. Ray Price in your prayers and thoughts and also Janie in your thoughts. And we know he'll get through this.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, he's so strong, and you know, he's a fighter. So
yep.
You know, he's definitely gonna be great. And I'm so excited though because Janie is, you know, definitely keeping us updated on everything.
Yeah.
So please make sure you check her out on Facebook and check out how he's doing. And yeah, so please just keep him in your prayers. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, well, let's keep the party flowing here.
Yes.
We have got coming on next Mr. Lonnie Spiker.
Lonnie Spiker. Awesome.
Howdy, howdy. Am I caller number 4? Am I caller number 4? Did I win?
Awesome. Yes, you totally win.
Yes! Somebody had texted me and said that caller number 4 was the winner and was going to be Josie's practice boyfriend. And so I that's why I called in so quickly. And is that your next single coming out?
That is the next one.
Uh-huh. Okay, so
good.
I win. All right.
You win! That is hilarious. Yes.
How you doing, girl?
It's going to be good. Oh, I am amazing. I'm doing fabulous. I'm having so, so much fun tonight. And thank you so much for taking the time to call in.
Oh, anytime. Oh, hey, 4 years of doing a great job and connecting such, you know, great people together. You know, you gotta love it. You know you're doing something right when you're doing something right for 4 years, right?
Right, I hope. I hope that's the case.
Exactly. Yeah, well, you know, I was listening in. I heard Mike Seiler on there, and Mike's a good buddy of mine, and I had to follow him. That's,
I loved it. That's fantastic. Well, we're glad you did.
I had to call in and congratulate you. You're doing a great job, girl, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you so, so much. And everything that you're doing, you know, we're proud of you. And, you know, we have to figure out when you're free because we'd love to have you back on the show whenever you have anything that you'd like to promote or if you're working on anything, just please remember our names. We got you.
Oh, hey, darling. That's great. Well, we're keeping quite busy. We're writing material for the next CD, and I'm producing a girl this fall. His name is Karen Pendley. She's an established artist out there. You've probably heard of her. And we're going to be putting out a CD on her, moving our base of operations to Round Rock, Texas, and just finished doing shows on RFD-TV with True Country. So we've just been keeping our fingers in all kinds of pies. So
cool.
Try to keep me off the street corner, you know. And My mom said when I grow up that I need to be, you know, just like you and have a good radio show for 4 years, and that would be wonderful. But of course, she gave up on me growing up about 30 years ago. So.
Oh, you are awesome. You are incredible, and I love everything you do, and I'm going to continue to be a fan of you.
Well, I love you already. But, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Tiffany. And it's so great to have people like you out there, plugging the type of work that we all, you know, are out there doing because we love it, and because of people like Mr. Ray Price and Willie Nelson and all these other folks that started the thing and kind of kept the fire going. But hey, you know, if nobody plays it, we're out here doing nothing, you know. So I can't tell you how important you are to us all. And I'm sure I'm speaking for everybody that has called in on your show tonight. So I say that.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me. And you are just, once again, that invitation is still open. You can come on anytime.
we'll give you a call here soon and get some time on the books. That'd be great.
Perfect. Thanks again so much for taking the time. And please come back anytime. And we'll chat with you real soon, okay?
Okay, sure will. And thank you very much. And have I want to call you back in another 4 years, and we'll celebrate your 8th. Anniversary show, okay?
That sounds like a deal. Perfect.
All right, you're on.
thank you so much. Lottie Spike, everyone. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. Lottie Spike, everybody. We are having so many wonderful, talented people. Like,
and we've got music playing coming up soon. Absolutely.
And don't forget, in February, we have Josie's birthday show, and it's her last birthday as a teenager.
I don't like that.
I think it's awesome that you're an adult. I'm all about it. I'm all about it. That's awesome. Give me another 5 years, and, you know, then let's do wedding planning or something, you know.
Oh, gosh. 5 years. You're ready.
Give me at least 5 years.
Jumpstart. Wow.
All right. You know, I like to get my hands in just about everything.
Love it.
Okay, so coming up next, one of your favorite girls.
Yeah, I'm all
for
that wedding idea.
World.
I mean, we have all these applicants sending us in the paperwork.
Yeah, we'll review the paperwork in a few years. It's fine.
Crazy.
It's fine. I already have my eyes on a couple for her, so, you know.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Don't you worry. I got it all handled for you.
That's
all right. So here we go. Let's bring on one of your most favorite gals in the entire world.
I have a lot of favorite guests.
You know, I'm saying that, right? All right. Here is Miss Michelle Lee.
Woo! Yes.
Woo!
Hello, my friend Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
I am doing so great. I'm so glad that you're calling on my special show.
I wouldn't have missed it. I am so tickled. Your mom says the switchboard was just like a Christmas tree.
It is. It is. It definitely is. And I'm so honored, and I'm so glad that you, called in, because you are so, so cool. We got to do, I think you're actually the first person I did a duet with, if I'm not mistaken. And it was just, like, it was a milestone for me. I was a little nervous, but we did it. And it was
a great job. So proud of you.
Thank you. It was so much fun. I think you are awesome.
Thank you. I'm not much, but I do appreciate it. Thank you, Jesse.
Oh, no problem. And can you give us a little update? What have you been up to? I know you've been performing like crazy.
The singing in the shower you did paid off.
The singing in the shower.
Exactly. The shower singing works, people. Just letting you know. What's some updates? What's going on? I know you've been performing like crazy.
We have. We've been doing a lot of stuff out on the festival circuit this year. We just been working really, really hard on honing the act down a little bit, getting a little edgier, if you can believe that, and
We are waiting to hear back. Our big news is we're waiting to hear back. Should know by the end of this month if we are selected for a major USO tour. So I'm really excited about that.
That is incredible. You should be excited. That's fantastic.
I know. Well, from what they're telling me, it's three countries and a bunch of stateside bases. So that should be the coolest thing. I know. Three countries, right? So it's going to be a hoot. I really hope that that we are selected. It's down between just a few bands. And, I can't think of a much better pairing than Michelle Lee in a military base. Can you?
No, it's perfect. It's perfect. Wow.
So,
that sounds incredible. I'm so glad that you're doing something like that.
Yeah. We're, I'm getting ready to go back in studio. I typically record in, the months of November and December, so gearing up for that and going back in with my really super good friend, Charlie Kelly, who is on GAC. Well, his wife's on GAC, and he's on the Opry. So I'm very, very excited about being with Charlie again up there to do some recording and just writing and keeping our noses to the grindstone. I cracked the whip on the guys, so.
That's so
not
cool.
Really, but.
Wow.
Oh, and I have a message for you. I have a message for you from Zach, the guitar player that worked with us last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's playing for me now, and he said to be sure to tell you, he said hello.
Oh, hello. Hello, Zach. Aw, thank you. That's so cool. Wow, I love it. We have to, plan to have you back on the show, whenever you're ready. I know you're busy touring, but any time you have anything that you'd like to promote, please make sure you let us know.
Oh, that would be great, Jesse, because we're, after the next couple of shows, we are going to take a little bit of a break. It's that time of year to start freshening up the set list for next year and kind of figuring out what we want to do with our stage show and all that stuff. I mean, it's all fun, but it's a different kind of fun than being out on stage. So, there's nothing quite like that. But
right.
This has to be done. You don't want to bore the people that came to see you. So.
That's true. You got to keep it fresh, and you do.
Oh, yeah.
That break's important. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm so proud of you.
That's so exciting.
we just work hard and we have a good time doing it and it's second nature to us, but gosh, there's nothing better than getting to make money at what you love to do, and you do it for free.
True.
But the money's like a little extra incentive there, but really excited with all the stuff that I see going on with you, and I want us to get together and do some more stuff together. We need to ride
Let's
together play. Some we need to do some more duets.
Oh, yes. I'm in. I'm in. Let's do it. That'd be so, so cool. Definitely, for sure. We gotta figure that out. We have to do that. And, anytime, just let us know. And, Michelle, thank you once again so, so much for being just such a great, great friend and chatting with us and being so just I'm a fan. You know that.
Well,
and
I love you to death, and I just think that the world of you and your mom, and I'm just really, really proud of you. You did a phenomenal job last year hosting the show that we were on, and I'm just real tickled that you're doing as well as you are. So, call me anytime you want me on. I'll be honored to be on your show.
Awesome. Sounds good. We'll take you up on that offer.
Okay, Cindy. Well, you take care, and I will talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Sounds great. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Michelle Lee, everybody. Woo, Michelle Lee. Yeah, it was so, we definitely have to, I love her to death. She's so much fun to, hang out with. And we definitely have to plan another time that we can, write together or do something.
Yeah,
because
we sure
the
will.
Duet we did, it was awesome. We had a lot of great reviews for it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if we have to go to an extended show, I will give everybody instructions. as of right now, we are still rolling. So I want to go ahead and get all the callers in so we don't have any switchboard issues. We don't want that.
No.
All right, so hang on the line here. We are going to open up the mic for Mr. Bobby Dean.
Woo, let's do it. Open that mic. Open that mic, Bobby.
Hello, Bobby Jean. Hello. Hi, how are you?
How you doing, Josie?
Doing fabulous. Thank you for calling in on my special show. I appreciate it.
I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't miss it. Yeah, Don, I was actually, Don sent me an email real quick and said, hey, you got to get on the Josie show. You got to call her. It's your fourth anniversary. And I said, Don, I'm on it right now.
Awesome.
So how you been doing?
Well, we've been rocking and rolling. I'm in college now, so you could just imagine. that's kind of been really the main focus, and of course the show, and my music is starting up. But what are you up to? Please give us a little bit of an update on what's been going on since we talked last.
Well, you know, we did a West Coast tour, had to do a West Coast radio tour out this way and do stuff for the listeners, and got back home. Actually, after CMA Fan Fest, I flew home. I was here for 2 days, and I flew back to Nashville. And then we left out of Nashville and actually ended up coming up into my hometown up here into Washington. So we worked our way into Missouri, up into Kansas, Colorado, Boise, Spokane, come to Tacoma. We went to Portland. I had 5 stops in California. Went to Bullhead City, Arizona, into Vegas, and then straight over into Texas. So then I came home for 2 weeks and got to take a little break, and then I flew back into Nashville, and we went up in towards New York, Indiana, Cleveland, Ohio, West Virginia, PA. So actually, I've only been back home now for probably about 2 weeks now again. So.
Wow.
Working on some new music for my 4th album now and trying to see what we can get out there. Maybe we can make a little more noise and see what the fans think about it.
Yes. Make noise.
Just busy. And yeah, I figured with all this traveling, you know, they kept telling me, well, you know, we're going to have to rent these buses and all that stuff. And now that you're in college, it sounds like mom needs a bodyguard. So maybe I'll quit singing and be mom's bodyguard for you to make sure you're doing good.
There you go.
Yes, this is mom, and mom says yes.
Somebody needs to keep an eye on you.
Yeah, see, I have a little difficult time getting it all straight, you know what I mean? So, yeah, you're welcome to join me anytime.
Okay.
I just hope that with Josie in college, the professors actually learn something.
They learned something now, huh?
I have a lot to teach, okay? That's funny. But, yeah, definitely, that's incredible, everything that you're doing, and you're moving and doing your thing, and congratulations with all of that. I know, you're working hard, and I'm, you know, anytime you have anything that you would like to promote or anything, just please let us know. We'd love to help you out in any way. For sure.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you actually heard the new one they're actually promoting right now called Kiss My Double Wide. you haven't heard
it,
huh?
Please send that to us, please.
I will have to send you an autographed CD. Yeah, no, the one they're kind of promoting right now, it's been doing pretty good, is Kiss My Double Wide. So we figured we'd try to pick it up the pace a little bit and step out of the box. You know, they told me if you're going to keep going the way you're going, they said, one, you need to buy a tour bus. I said, well, that's simple. Let's go buy a tour bus. And then I go, I couldn't believe it. I come home and told my wife, I says, we own a bus now. She goes, you what? You did a what? I said, yeah, honey, I got a bus. Then she goes, well, now you better go pay for this bus. So then, like I say, we just figured it was time to get out on the road and get on that bus and try to promote the new song called Kiss My Double Wide. So it's doing real good over in Europe. I got European fans over there are awesome. We hit number one on a playlist in 5 countries over there. So
how cool.
I was happy with that. One of my songwriters is actually from Europe, so he kind of helped push it a little bit over there. And the other guys, my other one's up out of PA. So these guys they're fantastic. They do a great job writing stuff that I like and helping me push it out there, too. So.
Oh, you gotta love it. That's what you need. You need, you know, people behind you to kind of push you along and help you out. That's for sure.
I think all of us need it. That's it. You know, and then we need people like you that's got 4 years now and doing a great job and, you know, getting our music out there and everything, too. That helps.
Yes. Well, that's what I love to do. That's what I'm here for. And thank you so, so much for coming on and taking the time. And definitely we will talk with you real soon. All right. And please give us that song to the station, okay?
Yeah, I'll get it over to you. And then actually I'll, I got your address still. I'll send you a couple Kiss My Double Wide T-shirts, too.
Fabulous.
So you can wear them to college.
Fabulous. It'll be fabulous. It'll be proudly displayed.
No, it's not too bad. You know, it's not too bad. It just says Kiss My on the front with a big red lips, and on the back it says Double Y, but you got to remember, right underneath it, it says Baba Dean.
Baba
so,
Dean.
But I'll send you some.
When the show started in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Where are the songs
perfect.
When you're
like
in the bathroom?
Yeah, we actually
started
the
show from the bathroom.
We actually did. That's true. That's true, because it was the best, because it was like the best phone reception in there, and the echo was amazing. The acoustics were just fabulous.
Yeah, and it's been going down the crapper ever since.
Exactly.
That's it. A lot of songs are made
true.
In the bathroom. It's the only time you got quiet. Time nobody's
it's
bugging
true.
You.
It's true. Your song could be our theme song.
When you come out of the bathroom, they're pulling you this way, they're pulling you that way, and then you got to go here, and you got to do this. So it's time to go back to the bathroom where you got peace and quiet.
See, I think a lot of people should be doing that. Just saying.
That's
right. I think it started
to trend. Somebody passes a notebook under the stall and says, could you record this?
I can see that. Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious, hilarious. But, yeah, so please let us know, and we will chat with you real soon, okay? Thank you.
I will. And you take care, and congratulations on 4 years.
Oh, thank you so much. Take care. We'll talk to you real soon, all right?
Talk to you later. Okay,
bye-bye. 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 Thank you.
Bye.
And that was Baba Dean.
All right, and now we're just going to keep rolling here. He's been so patient. We're going to open up the mic for Catfish Hooker. Here we go. Catfish Hooker.
Hello.
Hello, Josie. How's it going?
Hello. Awesome.
Happy,
wow,
happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to call into our anniversary show. That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Well, you know, I'm just so excited that, you know, you did take the time to call in to just wish us a happy anniversary. I love that. Thank you for thinking of
us. Can you believe it's been 4 years? Josie's 4 years older and her hair is 4 feet longer.
That's true. That's pretty
accurate.
Don't
work at McDonald's. As long as you don't work at McDonald's, we'll be all right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. That's true. That's true. So I want to ask you, since we have you here on the line, can you give us, like, you know, an update or something that what you've been up to since we last talked?
Well, I'm living the dream down here in Spring City, Tennessee. Hopefully the Lord will send a blessing in December. I got 11 songs for my new CD. It's a Christian CD.
Oh, yes.
Catfish Hooker, 419, Fishers of Men.
Oh, yay, that's so cool.
But in the meantime, me and my 8-year-old daughter, Danae, we're still going around all the churches in the Chattanooga area and performing for the Lord. Glory to God.
Love it.
But I have a special announcement.
Oh,
John Lee
yay,
Hooker, you know, John Lee Hooker, you know, the famous bluesman?
Yes.
His son, John Lee Hooker Jr., is coming to preach at our church here, Shiloh Baptist Church here in Spring City.
Oh.
So we'll probably get a chance to play with him. I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, wow, yeah. Oh, that would be awesome. Wow, fantastic. I love that. And, I love that you continue to, sing for the Lord with your daughter. I think that's just so, so beautiful. And I know you're going to continue to do that, you know, through everything. You're just going to keep doing that, which I think is amazing. I think more people should do that, you know.
Yeah, I'm just praying. I'm into the Christian music scene. Now, I'm doing all kind of styles. It isn't all just country. It's just like every song I've been writing. I just wrote a new one called Dear God on the organ. And there was a preacher on TV that challenged his church to write a letter to God. You know, just, you know, it's more personal. Just write a letter to God, you know. So I did, and I called it Dear God, and it's a ended up being a great song. So hopefully I'll be able to get that on this CD coming up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, that's so exciting. Congratulations on the new CD. You got to let us know when that comes out. We'll definitely promote it.
Well, I know you will. I appreciate it.
Oh, anytime, anytime. Well, it sounds like you have such great things, you know, happening. And please, please let your daughter know that I say a big hello.
I will. I will. She's watching the Jungle Book right now. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Remember that one?
I love it. Yes. And by the way, you sang that amazingly.
Oh, thank you very much.
There you go. Wow, that sounded really good. Okay.
I got a million voices.
Love it. Thank you so, so much. And once again, I appreciate you for everything that you do, and congratulations with everything that you are doing and taking the time to chat with me tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure and an honor, as always, and I wish you guys the best. God bless you, and to the toppermost of the paupermost.
Thank you. God bless you.
And
we'll chat with
you
real
girls.
Soon.
All right. Take care.
Sounds great.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Awesome.
Hey, it's Peter the Squirrel, and you're listening to the Josie Show 4th Anniversary Special on josieshow.com and countryblastradio.com, because you obviously didn't have anything better to do tonight. Back to you, Josie.
And you love me.
Yeah.
I hope that's what it is.
For a reason. Okay, we've got another caller who has been ever so kind hanging on the line. Let's bring on Edna Wyatt. Give me just a second here. We'll get the mic on. Edna, you're live.
Hello, Edna. Hey, darling. Y'all just having too much fun up there.
We are. We're having way too much fun. Thank you for calling in our special show, by the way. Thank you.
Well, I got a call from a text message on Facebook to be sure to call you, and I've been missing your shows on Friday night because I'm usually singing up in Eldorado, Arkansas.
Yeah.
And so I do get the chance to catch you when I'm not. So you're doing a great job, and I wanted to tell you happy 4th anniversary.
Thank you so, so much. And I know you perform, you know, like crazy, and you do such a wonderful job. Can you give us a little update on what's been going on? I know, like you said, you've been performing, and what else? What you been doing?
Well, I've been cruising. I've took two cruises on Carnival, and I've sung on both of them. And so I had fun doing that, you know. But classic country is my favorite kind of country, as you know. I go to a lot of the hay rides. I went last Saturday to Carthage, Texas, to the country music hay ride there. And because of all the prayer for Ray Price, you know, with him being in the shape he's in right now, I sung a song for him, Pick Me Up on Your Way Down.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to kind of keep up with him. I know he's having a real bad time, you know, now, but a lot of prayers is going out. So we continue on that. And I talked to your mama, and was good to talk to her, and I'm just so happy, happy, happy. You know, we're close to the Duck Dynasty town down here in Homer. We're not far from the if you're familiar with Duck Dynasty on A&E Entertainment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know that? Okay, well, we're not but about maybe an hour away, so... me and a friend of mine is going to be leaving next week to go out to see my son in Alabama, and we're going to be going through there and kind of seeing if anybody's, you know, there at the warehouse. We keep up with that. I watch them every week when they come on. But, I talked to Don, and he wanted me to call you, and so I have just been listening to all your guests and just enjoying myself.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad. And thank you so much, Don. You know, I'm so, so glad that you did call in. This is so cool.
And,
I've been singing every chance I get, you know, to whoever loves the old classic country, because that's, you know, that's my style I like. So, but I really enjoyed your show, and I hope you, like the man said, well, go, I hope you 4 more years so we can celebrate 8 years with you.
Sounds great.
I enjoy your keeping up with you on Facebook and seeing how well you're doing, and help you continually to do that.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and keep on keeping on with your amazing performances and your songs, and just keep bringing the country music around, and just keep spreading.
Well, I'm hoping to get back in the studio before long to get some more songs together. I've just been really tied up, and with the holidays coming on, it makes it even harder. But I'm hoping to get it back in there before long, and I'll get you one to you.
Oh, yes, please do. We would love that.
Okay, and you have a very, very happy 4th anniversary, and I've enjoyed listening to your show tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for, listening and calling in. We really appreciate you, and we'll talk with you real soon, okay?
Thank you very much, hon. Y'all have a good night.
Oh, you too. Talk with you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. I have to keep saying it. Thank you. Everybody so much who has called in thus far.
Woo!
It's so unbelievable. Like,
it
blows my mind.
I'm sweating with the switchboard here.
Yeah, you're sweating. I'm having so much fun.
It's so much fun. All right. So we are going to do an extended show.
Minutes,
yeah?
We're going to actually take a couple of minutes for a break. And start part two of the show, where we're going to have an interview with Scott Isbell and a lot of music and some Josie Show facts.
Beautiful.
Absolutely. So are we starting our break now? What does everybody have to do? Nothing? Just stay tuned in right where they're at?
Yeah, everybody just has to stay tuned in, and I'll be doing the rest of it, because we'll all have to connect to the switchboard again. But in the meantime, we've got time for a couple of songs.
Oh, good. All right, so I'm going to get started then with a couple of songs, and we'll stay. Everybody just stay with us. We've got so much more to come. But we promised that we were going to play a couple of songs from the artist that for the last 2 months on Country Blast Radio had the number one song.
I've been doing so well.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start with the number one song from Jason Clutter, and this was for the month of August. So I'm going to go ahead and put that on now.
Live.
It's his song, Live. Here we go. Yeah.
Some people love, some people hate, some people leave, some people stay, some people take, some people give, some people live. There's those who do, those who don't, those who will, those who won't. There's those that quit, those that win, those people live. Ain't got a dream, then they chase it. There's no guarantee they're gonna make it. Take a chance, roll the dice. Second chance at finding God. Ain't afraid to love or forgive. Those people live. Ain't got a dream, then they chase it. There's no guarantee they're gonna. Chance roll the dice, lose or win. Those people
And that was Jason Clutter's song, Live. And now we still have time before we go into our extended show.
Sorry. Really quick here. I do have to say, Lace Whitworth, who called in just a second ago, said, great song by Mr. Clutter. Absolutely. And, you know, I'm on Facebook, too. I'm responding to everybody, and I'm just on there. Jiggly Jones was not able to actually call in, but I just want to say that, you know, he said a wonderful congrats on the 4 years of the show. You're awesome. Thank you.
He actually called in. He was on hold for a long time.
We
apologize for the long wait that everybody had tonight.
Thank
but we're so glad
so
you all tried to give us a jingle. We appreciate it.
It's the thought that counts for us, really.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate it.
And now, before we get cut off and get ready to go to our next part of the Josie show tonight, we're going to go ahead and put on the current number one song on Country Blast Radio, which was awarded here in September to Mr. Lace Whitworth, and it's for his song, Tomboy. So let's go ahead and play that next.
Cut off jeans, cowboy boots, ain't she looking sweet? Bucket of worms, fishing pole, headed down to the creek. Pickup truck, all jacked up, rolling on through the mud. Shotgun and a rifle just in case she sees a buck. That cold iced tea will taste just fine beneath the old oak tree. She's a tomboy. Rebel attitude, and she's a tomboy. Pretty little tomboy. Filthy mess from head to toe, loves playing me in the dirt. Riding, roping, branding calves, that girl knows how to work. Rodeo, wrecking colts, there's no other life she'd rather have. The country by the tracks with her daddy and five brothers on the 1,000-acre ranch. She had to learn to do it all. There's nothing she can't do. Country has a barbed wire fence with a rebel attitude. She's a tomboy. Pretty little tomboy. Don't tell her she can't do it. She'll just prove you wrong.
Country Blast Radio.
Indeedy dandy do.
All right. So let's
All right,
see.
We're
going to
be
Mr.
taking
Allen.
A break in a minute.
Yes. Ooh, an intermission. Ooh, this is so exciting.
We have an intermission. I don't think we've ever had. Have we had an intermission before?
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't
yeah,
know.
That time Josie was throwing up and you wanted to start the show.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely an intermission. I forget about that intermission.
Oh, that's so lovely.
And there was a time Josie tied herself to the chair.
Okay, there's a lot.
Okay, there's a lot of intermissions there.
And there was a time you almost killed yourself.
I guess there's a lot of intermissions. Okay.
That's so funny. Okay,
that's funny.
So let's tell everybody, what do they have to do? Everybody just stay where they are.
Stay put.
We're going to
Just keep tuned in. The radio station is not taking a break. In fact, we're going to be playing Josie's first single, Teenage Girl, while we are reconnected.
My first single, I think?
Yeah, I don't know. We lost you. Couldn't hear you. Can't hear you anymore.
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, there you are.
There
everybody
you are.
Just... Stay tuned in. The station's not going anywhere. We're going to be playing Josie's first single, Teenage Girl, while me, Josie, and Tina reconnect everything and
awesome.
Start the second part of the show, which because we have a lot more to go.
Awesome, awesome. A lot of music to go. So, everyone, just stay tuned in and enjoy the music and my single, Teenage Girl, we're going to play. Just stay tuned in, you know, go to the bathroom, get a nice little treat, a drink, you know, age-appropriate beverages, and just, you know, have fun, and we'll be right back, right?
I'm a teenage girl living in this big world, trying to make a name for myself. My dreams are big, but nothing's gonna hold me back.